every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Horn, and it's time once again for On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, the stars of our show. Vince Ferragamo, number 15, a guy who brought joy to fans in Green Bay, Buffalo, Los Angeles, even Montreal in Canada. He was one of the all-time greats by way of the Golden Bears and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Welcome, Vince Ferragamo, to your show.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for that introduction.
He's got all the pedigree, doesn't he?
We got number 78 here. 20, one of the official offensive linemen for 20 seasons in the same franchise. We call him the Energizer Bunny, and he's a all-pro, I'll tell you right now, a Hall of Famer. We're talking about number 78, the one and only Jackie Slater, everybody. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike, and want to send out the best wishes to you. We're looking forward to getting you back in here with us so this thing will be really complete.
Yeah. We've got to balance that side of the table over
That's
there.
Right.
It's kind of tipping.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you that. We want to remind you to give a shout-out on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, by the way, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on YouTube. Our website is onpointlive.net. Instagram is on.point.live. And our sponsors, thegreatharmonycheese.com. This is the Midwest favorite that's now spreading out across the country. You can order your very own. You mentioned CRN Talk. You get 10% off your order. And you know who's been ordering a lot of cheese using that CRNTalk.com? Jackie Slater. Jackie, what have you been ordering?
Oh, man, I like the six pepper cheddar.
Yeah.
I like the abrigelli.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing has changed. I love them.
Guy that likes the Merlot cheddar a little bit, and any of the Italian-style cheeses is the one and only Vince Ferragamo, right, Vince?
The Parmesan cheese, and Jackie likes to cut it up. I like to grate it. It's great on the pastas, and, man, I tell you, especially the bolognese pasta. Mm.
Order it up. Awesome. Check it out yourself.
Yeah, you
cut it up or you know, slice it, you know, or just kind of shred it out and put it on the pasta.
Or break it off in chunks. You can do that, too.
That's good. Break it off
Thick
in chunks.
Slices.
Break it off in chunks.
Go to the,
get
it's
some
Christmas time,
saltine.
For God's sakes. Thanksgiving time. You got to get your cheese ready for your cheese plates and everything when the gang comes over. Go to harmonycheese.com. We'll be talking more about that, harmonycheese.com. And don't forget to email us. Our website, as I mentioned, is onpointlive.net. Our email address is onpoint@crntalk.com. That's onpoint@crntalk.com. When you send in a question, we enter you in a contest. We got prizes coming up. Tell you about them very soon, too. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a big debate coming up. You won't believe what it's over. Jackie, coming up with Vince. Stay with us on Point Live. Foodies, listen up. What's better than discovering your next flavor obsession? How about discovering it with cheeses that speak your language? At HarmonyCheese.com, we don't just make cheese. We compose edible symphonies. Crafted in Wisconsin, our cheeses are rich, creamy, and unforgettable. From the buttery brilliance of Abergele to the bold bite of our Alpine Reserve, every taste tells a story. Even On Point Live's Jackie Slater calls our Abergele a game changer for snack time. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. So go ahead, elevate your next dinner party or just indulge in a solo snack session. And with the holidays near, our gift boxes are wrapped, ready, and foodie approved. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Mention CRNTALK. HarmonyCheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 1-800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618, and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618 right now to schedule your vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now. This advertisement is paid for by Heritage for the Blind.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. Today's show produced by Corey Marino. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo with you. And you know, guys, we usually start out just handicapping, talking about last week's games, but there's a lot of things going on here today. There's a list of people that have been injured, and you and I, we were talking about natural grass against artificial turf. This is a debate that goes on and on and on between players and management. Vince, start us off here. What do you think? This is a problem in the NFL.
You recall that this past weekend that the Commanders played the Dolphins in Madrid, Spain, at the Bernabeu Stadium, and they have spent $1.9 billion in redistributing their field to natural grass. They have levels in the basement stored of this grass. They have LED lighting to bring light, artificial sunlight, to the grass. They have watering systems, irrigation systems. And all the demand for soccer players throughout the world play on natural grass. FIFA, the World Cup, is coming in 2026 to the United States, Jackie, and is being played at a lot of our stadiums. Those stadiums have to convert to natural grass.
And look at what some of those stadiums are. We're talking about Atlanta, Seattle, Boston, Houston, Philadelphia, MetLife. All of these stadiums, in order to be in compliance, are going to have to make sure that those athletes are playing on grass surfaces, especially here as we get to the FIFA World Cup.
It's now, a rule, right? It's a rule for FIFA.
It's a mandate. And one of the top sports in the world. Here in America, we're watching every single season, guys, some of our biggest stars in this sport go down, Vince, with season-ending injuries because they're playing on AstroTurf. I played on AstroTurf. Some of the worst in all of the country was right down there in New Orleans. I got hit down there, and my leg was stuck in the turf, and I tore it up. And I had a second surgery on that right knee as well. So I know firsthand. And then I had a turf toe on that stuff. Right. I know firsthand that this is some very, very hard stuff to play on, and you're bound to some point in time to have an injury, and I'd love to see them change it to grass, Vince.
Well, the reason is, Jackie, that when you play on natural grass, it's more forgiving. There's more,
of course.
There's more give to your joints when you're on that grass and you're cutting and you're moving up and down the field, whereas opposed to AstroTurf, you're restricted Okay, there's less give.
A
so you have
bite.
Injuries
a
like Achilles. How many Achilles tears have we seen this year?
Oh, my goodness.
How many knee sprains, ACL ligaments, turf toe? I mean, it's held players out. Joe Burrow, one.
Yeah,
Brock Purdy, another player, six
look
games,
at the list,
eight games.
Vince, look at the list right here. These are PCL strains.
Yes.
Puka Nacua, Christian McCaffrey, Jaylen Warren, Dalton Kincaid, Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels. Mac Jones, Josh Allen, Drake London, Josh Jacobs. These are some of the best athletes playing this sport, playing the best sport in the world, in my opinion, and they have some of the most dazzling movement skills that anybody in the world has, and when they use these skills now, they're blowing out their knees.
Well, so,
let me ask you a question here, because it's like playing on cement with a carpet over it.
Exactly. Yes.
And we see terrible injuries, Jackie, as you mentioned, and you see a Theismann sitting there with the foot going one way and the thigh going another way.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. Yeah. And they show this stuff, and then they go, well, we can't show it to you. How long has this been going on? How long have the players been upset? Do you know one player that loves to play on AstroTurf, Vince?
Well, we're thinking back at our day, Michael, and we're talking about our injuries now that are creeping up on us, you know, and the injuries that we suffered during the years that we played on AstroTurf. And, you know, it's compelling to note that the manifestations of these injuries still stay with you for years to come.
Absolutely.
Okay? So,
absolutely.
And I'm thinking about SoFi Stadium that was built. Beautiful stadium. Okay. Why in Southern California did they not put a retractable roof and have a natural grass surface there that you could play on? I think it took the luster out of this game. I thought that's what they were going to do, just like they did in Las Vegas. They ride the turf in, they pull it in and out. I mean, you have to do it. I think it's the maintenance issue that the people worry about, how difficult it is to keep up natural grass, but you have to find a way.
Yeah,
Jackie Slater, you're playing with spikes, Jackie Slater, and you're playing on an unnatural surface. It's like, again, playing on a carpet. If that spike gets caught and intertwined with something on the AstroTurf, you're done because you want to move forward, but your foot is holding you back. Am I right?
Well, this is what I will say about playing on those surfaces.
Yes.
For me, I played some of my best and most explosive football games on those surfaces because there is no give. You take a step and your foot bites. It bites into that turf. There is no slippage going on. You are explosive. If you're an explosive guy, you're going to be even more explosive. If you're a quick guy, you're going to be even quicker. But the problem is our bodies aren't made to hold up to that explosion.
Right.
I mean, when I got my foot was planted in the ground and I was gone when I blew out my knee. And I see that with these running backs. They're making these dynamic cuts, which they're mentally capable to visualize themselves doing and physically attempting to do it, and boom. Something just pops because the body just can't handle it.
Did they think we're robots out there? We're artificial, that we're running on these artificial surfaces? Jackie, I mean, we're human beings. Our bodies are, you know, they have limitations to them, okay? So I just think that it has to come from the players. The players' union in the NFL has to mandate that we're going to only play on natural grass.
Right.
If they want to have longevity and have a long career, that's what they have to have.
Why has it not come from the players' union? The players got to be complaining about it.
Well, I mean, it's collectively bargained, Mike. And what happens is you go in there and you sit down and you have a list of priorities. So does ownership. If the players were to go in and one of their top priorities was not, say, a percentage of the total percentage of the gross revenues,
which is ridiculous.
Which now, Vince, they are getting the major portion of the gross revenues as players. We've seen that happen. But at some point in time, you're going to have to say, hey, when Jackie was playing, when Vince was playing, it took you 5 years to qualify for a pension. Guys weren't making it. Then they lowered it to 4 years. Guys weren't making it. Now they lowered it down to 3 years and two games you play, and then you qualify for a full pension. Why is that? Because guys aren't lasting. Because the fields and the competition, a lot of it had to do with competition. More and more guys want to play in the NFL. The combination of those two things are driving the number of years that you actually get to play this great game down. And I'd like to see it go up.
Plus, Vince, I like to see those green stains on the jerseys too, Mike. You know, it's like, come on, man. Yeah.
I like the green stains.
You know, it's getting a little rough and tough. Let's do this.
So let me ask you this. Does the league take care of you if you have a lingering injury caused by your playing days on AstroTurf?
Lingering.
Yeah. And well, right now, if you've got a problem now.
Are you wishing for this?
Well, Mike, there are some programs in place that we all get to take advantage of as veterans, veteran ball players. I know there's one in particular that I am taking advantage of that I didn't know existed a while ago. So they are trying to do something for their – they refer to retired players as legends. So that there is some of that in place. But what I think Vince and I would like to see is something done with the surfaces that we're playing on so that we can eliminate these catastrophic injuries that bother us so bad as we get older.
Yeah, you don't want to lose a star player on a team. You don't want to lose a Lamar Jackson, a Joe Burrow. I mean, there goes your whole season. And then what about the fan support? I mean, they want to come out and see their best players play.
You want to see them play.
Just don't eliminate these great players.
You want to see those great players play 16 games.
Sure,
if you're
going
to have 16, 17 games, try to feel the quality of player that the fans are going to identify with.
And they're lengthening the season now. Now 17 games, maybe 18 is going to come to 18 games. So, hey, there's a lot of games to be played.
Mike. Right.
Vince, you've got that beautiful vineyard in your yard. Jackie, I know you like to ride that riding lawnmower. You wouldn't put artificial turf in your yard, would you, Jackie?
I don't know, I wouldn't put artificial turf.
I grow natural grass,
even though I'm tempted sometimes with the way the raccoons and the skunks are digging up my lawn.
Really?
We saw that today, didn't we?
Yeah, they put a couple of holes there. What are your thoughts on this? Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. That's our email address, onpoint, O-N-P-O-I-N-T, @crntalk.com. We'll discuss this in the upcoming weeks. onpoint@crntalk.com. It's On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Don't forget to email us your thoughts of natural grass or playing on AstroTurf. onpoint@crntalk.com. Get your email in, onpoint@crntalk.com. Okay, let's look at the Monday night game, because that one's fresh in our minds here with the Cowboys dominating the Raiders. Are the Raiders going to win another game this year or not? They score 33-16, played in Las Vegas on artificial turf. Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts here.
Well, we love Pete Carroll, and as much as he's trying to bring a new culture to this Raider organization,
and it takes time. Been,
yeah, it's a while before it really takes effect. But you know, he's a rah-rah type of coach, and I think with their acquisitions and their temporary, arrest at trying to get the right players in the game, Jackie.
Yes.
They went with Geno Smith. They went with their first round draft pick with their running back out of Boise State, and it just hasn't seemed to work out. I think they were up against the Cowboys who really had a gut feel that they wanted to go out and prove something in
right.
this game. So right. I think it was a bad timing for the Raiders, but they played at home and it just didn't work out for them.
Listen, Vince, this is what I know. All of the years since 1976, when I came in the National Football League, one of the teams that has always been respected for their ability to compete has always been the Raiders.
Yeah.
Al Davis himself said, just win, baby. And it's hard for me to imagine his son not carrying that same mantra on. Now, when they hired Pete Carroll, you and I both said that was a good decision to hire Pete Carroll, because we have known him to be a very successful leader of men, a very successful coach, hiring the right people all the way around and everything. We've known that. Mm-hmm. It's going to take him a little bit of time. I mean, he's going to have to get the people in there that he knows that can do the job that he wants done. And make no mistake about it now, Pete Carroll has been one of the great defensive minds that we have seen over the years, and he has put together some of the great defenses. Now, I know you have a problem with the quarterback, but I'm thinking to myself, this is, as he builds this football team, this is one area that he didn't have to worry about too much, because he knew Geno was familiar with how he operated, and he felt like Geno was a good enough quarterback to get them rolling. And that may or may not be the case, but I know this. I'm looking at Pete Carroll, and I'm saying it's just a matter of time before he gets this thing turned around, and we're all going to be saying, hey, just a couple of years ago, somebody was talking about firing this guy. I believe in Pete Carroll.
Well, let's hope it happens sooner than later, and we start to see some fire that's put under these guys so they can go out. But Max Crosby just did. I saw a play in that game where he was rushing the quarterback, and he stood at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, there's no threat of the rush. If you're standing at the line of scrimmage, you got to get to Dak Prescott.
No, Vince.
So, I mean, it resulted into a touchdown.
Yeah,
but Jackie,
yeah.
And then you look at Brian Schottenheimer, what he did with this team. I don't know if it was a disciplinary act to try to get a lot of lift for this team and get them moving on the right track, especially starting out the game. But he benched Pickens and he benched CeeDee Lamb. Okay, they're two top receivers in the
right.
first series. Not,
right.
not the whole game.
Yeah.
They're their number one players, okay?
Right.
They went out there. What did that show?
It showed that, first of all, that they probably broke some rules.
There had to be some. They were playing in Vegas, right?
Yeah, they broke some of the team rules. And secondly, it wasn't very respectful to the Raiders to start a game and for one moment without fielding your very, very, very best players.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at those two guys being out, I'm thinking, okay, well, they're in Vegas. They probably missed curfew. They went gambling. They broke a rule
something
of some
happened.
Sort. But to get them back in the ball game was critical, because you saw how they both showed up. They, mm-hmm. they showed up and showed out, as the young guys would say. So
yeah, they both scored touchdowns, obviously.
They both scored touchdowns. They
had category,
success.
Dallas led the Raiders, except in fumbles. The Raiders had no fumbles this year, and Dallas had one. But let me ask you this, guys.
Yes.
We had some tragic news here in last week here with Marshawn Nealon passing away at a very young age of 24.
Yes.
And did that inspire Dallas, you think, to move forward on this game? They've got they're wearing his number, I think, aren't they, Jackie?
I think so. I mean, how do you not get motivated when you lose a dear young guy, talented guy, who just the previous week made a big play in the game, scored a touchdown, and he's just getting started. He's just on his way to having some success and realizing his perhaps lifelong dream of playing in the National Football League. That was very tragic. I know for me and Vince, we talked about it, how sad it was and everything, and we never met the guy. We just only saw it. And because we appreciate, you know, how difficult it is to be a first or second round pick in the National Football League and to realize your dreams are on the verge of coming true. So it was devastating, I'm sure, for those guys. And it gave them an extra incentive, Vince, don't you think?
I think it did. It was a spark. It was a spark that ignited the team, I think, Michael. And, you know, when you play for somebody else more than you play for yourself, I think it drives you to do your best. And I think this is a question that we really need to think about a little bit, because suicidal deaths is on the rise, especially with our younger folks. And, you know, this rising occurrence is alarming, Jackie, because it's something to do with mental health. And, you know, with all the problems that we have today and all the new things that are coming on and, you know, artificial intelligence and all this and that, I mean, you can get lost in the shuffle sometimes. And I think really need to have more, I think, more sessions, more meetings, more group therapies, and talk to players and bring out your, you know, what you like to do in life and, you know, those kind of things.
You know, Vince, every NFL team has been mandated to hire a clinical technician to help deal with these issues.
Yes.
Now, just because that clinical technician is on board and in the building doesn't mean that he should be sitting there waiting on someone with a problem to come up and speak to him about it. Yes, that could happen on occasion, but in the meantime, that guy needs to be proactive. He needs to be bringing people in to deal with these issues on and on, not only just bringing guys in from Merrill Lynch to talk about investing and what they could do with their money that's smart and practical, but also to talk to them about how to manage themselves and how to deal with the pressures associated with playing in the National Football League. I know when I was the vice president of player development at the Rams, this is what I was asked to set up. I did that. I brought people in to talk about the cash. I remember one young man saying to me, I got a guy, you know, and they were talking about the money and what he should be doing. He said, I'm not worried about that. I got a guy. And that's a problem because you have a guy. Educate yourself. Learn how to do it yourself. Learn how to dictate mandates to your guy. All of that's important, and I think they need to do a whole lot more aggressive stuff like that, educating these young guys.
So repetitious reinforcement is the key. So repetitively doing things over and over again, Jackie, to be reconditioning yourself for it, your mental process for this kind of stuff, is important. And I think it keeps you more focused and it keeps you more on track to what you want to do and how you want to live your life to the fullest.
On another note here, Vince Ferragamo, Paul Tagliabue,
the
former NFL commissioner from 1989 to 2006, Pro Football Hall of Fame member, died at age 84 just a week or so ago. And there's another guy that gave a lot to this game. Your thoughts?
He really did, Mike. You know, he followed Pete Rozelle as our commissioner, and we played for him as our commissioner. And he really opened up the eyes to the players and really was assisted the player development. And he did that through free agency. You know, Jack, he instituted free agency, basically. And that was a big lift for the players. When I played, there was no free agency, Mike. And you had to jump to a different league. That's why I played the year in Montreal, as you mentioned earlier. But, you know, now they have free agency. If you can't get what you want here or you deserve a better paycheck and go somewhere else and help another team, you're more than welcome to do it. So I think that opened up, you know, the salaries and what guys get paid today. And Jackie also
so
opened
much more.
Up franchises too.
Absolutely. But, you know, I'm thinking about the last time I visited with my old college teammate, Walter Payton, before he passed on. Walter Payton, myself, and several other guys from around the National Football League were invited to New York by the commissioner. And I remember us having a sit-down with the commissioner, and he said, guys, listen, I want to fix our problems, and I want our league to be the best league in the world. What do you think some of our problems are? And almost to a man in that room, we told him we had to have peace. Labor peace was priority number one, because if we did that, that meant we were going to be taking care, darting all the I's and crossing out all the X's, crossing out all the T's to make everybody happy. And that's exactly what happened. He had labor peace his entire tenure as a coach. There were a couple of rough, I mean, as the commissioner, there were a couple of rough edges here and there. But for the most part, he adhered to what we said we wanted. Labor peace was in existence all of the time that he was the commissioner.
He was a good listener, Jackie.
Yes, he was.
And he enacted on it, Michael. He really did a lot of great movements for the NFL.
Expanded the NFL from 28 to 32 teams, right. Realigned to 8 divisions, oversaw creation of free agency and salary cap, increasing parity, negotiated major
Absolutely.
TV deals, launched a league website and the NFL Network,
Absolutely.
Guided international expansion of the World League and NFL in Europe, maintained long-term labor peace with multiple CBAs, supported construction of 20 new stadiums. Mm-hmm. The list goes on and on and on.
It goes on and on and on.
Unbelievable. Growth period under this guy.
He was a titan.
Yes, most definitely.
We lost the NFL right. on the management side, on the player side. We lost a titan. He was an exemplary leader is what he was.
All right, yeah. When we come back, let's get into some of these games here last week and get your thoughts on what was going on so we can prepare ourselves for the next week's games here. We're over halfway through the season already. Can you believe
it? Yeah, Corey's leading us all. Boy, I tell you, just ask him. He'll tell you who's going to win.
You got to just go call him up, everybody. Follow Corey. He's got the big picks. Don't forget, HarmonyCheese.com. You having a bad day? Grab some Harmony Cheese. You having a good day? Grab some Harmony Cheese. HarmonyCheese.com. When you check out, mention CRN Talk, 10% off your order. HarmonyCheese.com. Check out their website. Have yourself some great cheese. Abergele, Merlot and Cheddar, whatever your pleasure, we got it for you. Whatever you like, we'll put a special package together for you. Christmas gifts and more at HarmonyCheese.com.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. And the good part of our show here is always look back at the last week of activity. So let's start with Vince Ferragamo. The Rams take over possession and start moving forward there in the NFL West, beating Seattle 21-19. What a score, Vince. Tell us about it.
I was at the game, Jackie.
Yeah, I know you were.
And you had a what in the world, right? Let me tell you what the what in the world.
This is a what in the world. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. What in the world? How do you lose a game if you control the ball and you win the time of possession by 15 minutes, number one?
Which Seattle did.
More than twice the amount of first downs than your opponent.
Which Seattle had.
You're better on third down efficiency by a number of plays. You have more total yards than your opponent. Twice as many passing yards, more rushing yards, a better special teams, and you lose the game. What in the world? How
That's
do you do that?
World. That's a what in the world if I've ever seen one. I'm sitting there. I cannot believe what I'm seeing, Vince. I mean, Sean McVay, I got the utmost amount of respect for, and his offense has just been dazzling all year long.
But it was a little anemic, I think.
Yes,
I mean,
you
get
definitely.
The ball in the 5-yard line, and definitely. Then you throw a 1-yard touchdown pass.
They've done a lot of good. And I think they've been respected. But I think the biggest thing that I take from this game, Vince, is that now I'm going to have to apologize to all the good leadership in the all the good leadership over in Minnesota. I can't be hard on them because obviously they saw something with their trained eye that you and I did not see, Vince.
Well,
I looked at a couple of those interceptions that Sam Darnold threw, and I'm thinking
Sam
to myself, there is no way in the world. If I were playing quarterback, I wouldn't have thrown a couple of those
Jackie,
passes.
You would have made better decisions.
I would have taken a sack.
Hey, Jackie, don't you have to look at the guy in the game film? I mean, that guy Kitchens got two interceptions last year against the Rams.
He sure did.
Against Seattle.
Against Seattle.
Their game plan just wasn't effective because the quarterback wasn't aware of what's going on. When you double cover a receiver, throw to the other guy. You have five receivers. They can't double everybody. That would be 10 guys on the field. They have to have 20.
Clear who they were doubling.
Come on. Yeah. SJN.
Yeah.
Okay. The best receiver. I mean, JSN. I'm sorry.
Jackson Smith and Njigba.
He's the best receiver in football, Jackie.
Right now.
He had over 100 yards in pass receptions.
He's the most productive receiver
right
now.
But you have Cooper Kupp. You have tight ends. You have other backs to throw to.
Yeah.
And when the guy's doubled, throw it to somebody else. Okay. Get him off that coverage. Anyway, what I was really miffed about, and I don't know what happened, he had 27 seconds left for the go-ahead touchdown. As bad as he played the whole game with the 4 interceptions. He didn't spike the ball with 27 seconds after the first down. You have 4 downs in this time of the game. You don't have 3. You have 4. Okay? And he lost 10 seconds. That 10 seconds, Mike, was vital for this team to drive another 10 yards to get in a better field goal position at the end of the game.
Wouldn't have to.
You expect the guy to kick a 61-yarder?
61-yarder.
It could have been a 100-yard kick.
Yeah,
I mean,
Sam Darnold. All right, Philadelphia, and another who wants to win it. That was the Rams 21-19 over Seattle, and another who wants to win it. Philadelphia 16, Detroit, and your buddy Jared Goff 9. What's going on there, Jackie?
I don't know what's going on there. I mean,
three
weeks ago with the offensive coordinator that they had, we were talking about Jared Goff as a possible MVP candidate, and then. Before last, they come out, they do a good job, particularly running the football. And then all of a sudden, the head coach, Dan Campbell, takes over the play calling. Mm-hmm. Now, Vince, I can see Andy Reid being a head coach and a play caller. I can see a handful of other guys being head coaches and play callers. But all of a sudden, to jump up in the middle of the season and start calling, think that you can call the plays. I mean, Jared Goff looked like a shell of himself prior to Dan Campbell starting to call the plays.
Well, we don't know the whole story.
This guy looked like he was lost.
Yeah, we don't know the whole story, John. How, John Morton, what at what point do you replace him with the play calling? I mean, is the play getting in too late to the quarterback? You don't have enough time to think about the play? Is he having a little bit indecision of the play? How is he instructing
the structure? It was no structure to their attack plan.
Well, last week it obviously gave this team a lift, Jackie, with him call play calling. But,
yeah, but they ran the ball mostly.
But you know what? The offensive line was remiss in this game. They took a step back.
Yeah,
but maybe they need Campbell to focus on the offensive line.
Everybody on that team, particularly the guys that are playing on a regular basis, they have gotten used to all through the preseason, all up until now, one voice calling the plays, getting them comfortable. This is what you started to develop an understanding.
Well, he needed a spark. He needed a rhythm,
he said. You started to develop an understanding of tendencies of the play caller.
Well, what kind of rhythm? You know what it was,
Jackie? All of a sudden, the head coach takes over, and you go, okay, we got to do a good job. And you go and do some basic meat and potato stuff. And then as the following week, when he starts trying to come up with this different plan, everybody's in a quandary.
Yeah, well, nobody knows what to do. Here, Michael, he goes forward on fourth down. He goes on fourth down five times and doesn't come up with one
five times
conversion.
On fourth down.
He just got you have to get points in big games, Mike. Three times he could have had field goals. That's the difference in winning and losing.
Didn't they get a head coach at the Chargers fired a couple of years ago?
Come on, man. All right. I mean, there's a time to gamble, and there's a time to, hey, let's be
smart
about this.
I love Dan Quinn. I like he's a vocal. He's a physical presence. He's a leader of men.
Dan Campbell.
He looks like a leader of men, Vince. He looks the part.
But you know what? Jared Goff, to me, Michael, he looked the best he's looked all year.
Any pick sixes in this game here, Corey?
Oh, my goodness.
No, doesn't none
he
in lead? This
can't believe Vince.
He leads in pick sixes, doesn't he?
He has
Jared?
Been. And I'm telling you what, he's a good quarterback. He's stepped up. He's a much different quarterback all now right. than he was before.
I'll keep
Mark
Matthew
my word.
Stanford.
Okay, you'll
all
see.
Right.
They're going
Vince,
in the wrong direction.
San Francisco 41, Arizona 22.
Quickly, I mean, Brock Purdy's back. Okay, that's what can you say? I mean, he's very steady. He looked good. Injury problems.
Nice
I mean,
touch on the ball.
George, I mean, his tight end.
Passes.
Catching balls like crazy.
He made some nice passes, Vince, with nice touch on them. Dropped them right in there. Where
McCaffrey.
His
I mean, they spread it around, Mike. Yeah, they spread it around. They look good.
Let's get into the meat and potatoes, Jackie. Jackie, let's get into some meat and potatoes here.
Which
Denver
one?
22, Kansas City 19. Eight in a row for Denver. Bo Nix, this looks like a team that's going to go a long ways.
They look like a team that's going to go a long ways. And, Vince, I don't care what anyone says. Yeah. That altitude creates a huge advantage for the Denver Broncos. You look at all
they're
the pass rush. They don't have their football team. They probably have the smallest starting left tackle in all of pro football. I bet you weighs 290 pounds.
Well, they're fresh in the fourth quarter, that's for sure. Because they've won eight games, and a lot of them have come behind in the fourth quarter.
The combination of the advantage that I've always felt that the Denver Broncos have had relative to playing the altitude, the combination of that and the head coach.
Yes.
He is really a good head coach. He has a very talented young quarterback to preach this sermon to that he preaches, and they're going to be successful. They're going to be hard to beat, especially in Denver.
Well, let me tell you something about Sean Payton, Jackie. He's the best caller in football, okay, best play caller, because he knows when to run. He knows how to strategize the run versus the pass, when to screen, when to draw, when to throw quick, okay? How he's developed Bo Nix in the pocket, being smooth, comfortable, relaxed, throwing the ball like he should throw the ball now with good form and technique. Okay, Jackie, he's a player. He's confining. He's maturing as he goes, and he's at the helm of who? Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
He's really developing this team, and they have the best defense in football. I mean, they're the
Nix,
best. They've sacked more quarterbacks.
They got more guys with sacks probably than any other
team. I mean, that's how you win. You win with defense, and he's got the running game going, Michael. So, quarterbacks have to run the
football. The most quarter comebacks by a player in his first two seasons in NFL history. He's got eight.
Yeah.
He's 3-0 on the road, 2-0 in primetime. Beat Philadelphia on the road, beat number one defense, the Texans on the road, beat number one offense, Cowboys, beat the Chiefs.
Beat the Chiefs.
Five comeback wins. keeps going on and on and on. But let's move right along if can. Let's take a look at let's look at Carolina and who wants to win it. Carolina over Atlanta in overtime, 30-27. Carolina wins that, Jack.
Well, I can tell you why Carolina's winning the ball, winning the game. They got their offensive lines playing and the right tackle. Just ask Mr. Slater who the right tackle is. He's trained this guy, Jackie.
Taylor Moten. He is really a special football player, and he's on the planet. He's earning every bit of the money that they're paying him. And if you look at him, if you watch this guy every single snap, you'll see a dominant effort. Not only physically now, he's physically matching up with these guys, but technically, you rarely ever see his hands down. You rarely ever see him not finish a play. You rarely ever see him not getting good fits on rundowns. I mean,
you must have taught him right, Jack.
Well, you can read
his text on Monday morning here. What he texted? Hey, man, thanks for the help. Boy, I needed it.
Well, you know what? He really didn't need that much help. He just needed a direction to understand how to use that big body, a talent, athletic body of his when he's dealing with these defensive ends. And he is bought in, and he is very, very special.
They are the surprise team so far, I think, Mike.
No doubt about it.
They're coming on.
Baltimore 23, Cleveland 16, Vince.
Well, Cleveland, you know, they put Shedeur Sanders in that game, you know, but they just haven't been a match. They don't have it all together. But Myles Garrett stands out.
How about that?
I mean, go through the stats this guy has, Jackie.
Well,
on sacks.
I'm trying to find him right here. All I know is
I don't know where he is.
All I know is that Reggie White has, by the time he turned 30 years of age, Reggie White had 122 sacks.
Okay.
Myles Garrett now has 117 and a half sacks.
By himself.
Absolutely. By himself. And he has until December the 29th to catch Reggie White.
Oh, yeah.
And I told you some time ago about the types of people that I would, you know, I always look at guys and say, can I block him? You know, like I'm still trying to figure out if I ever would have been able to block Aaron Donald.
Well,
and when I look at Myles Garrett, I'm thinking to myself, I don't want nothing to do with this guy.
Well, you said Reggie White, and now you say Myles Garrett. Those are the number two guys
of all time.
But you are exactly right. How do you block this guy? He's
Pittsburgh.
Too big, fast.
Pittsburgh 34, Cincinnati 12. 2-minute warning. Let's go.
Oh man, Pittsburgh. You know, defense. Defense is winning games for him. They get the running game going. Aaron Rodgers a little bit, but he got hurt.
Let's hope
his wrist is okay
because it's
his left hand.
They said
Buffalo
it's not
44,
broken.
Tampa Bay 32.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen. It could be MVP. Mike, three rushing touchdowns.
Can you see him being back-to-back?
And three passing touchdowns.
Back-to-back MVPs?
But I'm telling you, it could be, Jackie, because he has the most velocity of any quarterback throwing in the NFL today.
I know
the
you
biggest,
talk about
the strongest.
His balls.
He could be 40 yards out, Mike, see a guy opening up in the end zone on a scramble. And deliver a ball, a strike. The ball get there in an instant.
And he don't have to be in the pocket to do it. He could be running around.
Anywhere.
Jackie, Chicago 19, Minnesota 17. Who wants to win it?
Well, you know, the Chicago Bears, man. They're coming.
Why are these teams doing good, Jackie?
Well, first of all, they got great play callers.
Great coaching.
You don't win ben football Johnson. Games like they're winning with a young quarterback running around.
Why do you see Caleb Williams playing so much better this year
because
than
they
were
supposed
to last year?
They're finally getting him harnessed. You know, not just scrambling and running around for his life.
Exactly.
He's got to operate from the pocket, and he's learned to consistently do that, knowing that these big guys are coming down.
I think we got to get a job, man, as a coach someplace in this NFL,
Vince,
man.
Harmony Cheese in Green Bay 27, New York Giants 20.
Well, that's why they won the game. They ate Harmony Cheese before the game, Michael.
Jacksonville 35, Chargers 6. Jackie.
I don't know what happened there. I know Vince was criticizing Greg Roman, and historically, you know, Greg Roman has been.
They can't run the football, Jackie.
I think he's been okay.
Justin Herbert's under too much fire.
Miami 16, Washington 13. Better lucky than good with that coach, Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel, Jackie. You don't think. He's still coaching.
Watch out
for New England. On grass.
New England 27, Jets 14, 8 in a row there
eight
for New
row.
England.
How about that, huh?
Mike Vrabel coaching them up.
We're pretty much the same roster.
Wow.
And coaching experience, that's the difference.
I don't believe it, gentlemen, but you got through the list prior to this break, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to look at next week's games and power handicapping coming up next on Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, producer Corey Marino will join, and so will I. Stay with us here on Point Live. Don't go away.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here we go. New York Jets at Baltimore Ravens. Vince.
I'll take the Baltimore Ravens, but Corey, man, he's six games up on everybody, so everybody listen to what he has
I'm
to say.
I'm going Ravens.
I'm Jackie. Going Baltimore Ravens as well.
Ravens as well.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Steelers at Chicago Bears. Corey.
Chicago's on a heater. I'm going with them.
I'm with them, too. How about you, Jackie?
I'm going with the Bears.
I'm going with the Steelers.
New England Patriots at Cincinnati Bengals. That's going to be an interesting game. I'm going New England. Jackie.
So am I.
Patriots 9-0.
Yep. Corey. Going with the Patriots.
New York Giants playing the Detroit Lions. What do you think, Jackie?
I'm going with Detroit. I think Jared Goff gets healthy.
Vince?
Yeah, they're going to bounce back this week. Lions.
Corey.
100% Lions.
I'm with the Lions as well, too. Moving right along, Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. Vince.
In Lambeau, I'm going Lambeau. Harmony Cheese Packers. With Harmony
Green
Cheese.
Bay Packers here, too.
Yeah, Harmony Cheese, Green Bay. Corey.
Harmony Cheese, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks at the Tennessee Titans. I like Seattle. What do you think, Vince?
Oh, for sure, Seattle. You think they're gonna bounce
back? Vince, you think they're going to bounce back?
Oh,
God. I agree. They're going to bounce back.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks are going to win.
Corey, Cleveland Browns at the Las Vegas Raiders. Who wants to win it? What do you think?
I think the Raiders are going to win at home.
Oh, I'm going to go with that and with you on that.
I'm going with the Raiders as well. There's no way they're going
to
lose
I
this
hate
game.
To go against no Pete way. Carroll, but I got to go with the Browns. I go Miles Garrett.
I'm going with the Raiders.
All right, Jacksonville Jaguars, Vince, against the Arizona Cardinals.
Jaguars are on a roll. I'm going to stick with the Jags right now.
I'm going with the Jags as well.
I like the Jags.
I'm going to go upset with the Cardinals.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Is it all right, Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Jackie.
I don't think the Dallas Cowboys got healthy enough to beat the Eagles this week. I'm going with the Eagles.
I like the Eagles. Vince?
Eagles are one of the best teams in the National Football League, Mike.
Corey.
Fly, Eagle, fly.
Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. This is a stinky. Who wants to win this one, Jackie?
Oh, my goodness. Both their quarterback, Vince doesn't like the backup. I'm going to have to go with the Saints.
Jackie? New Orleans. New Orleans for me.
I'm going with New Orleans as well.
I like New Orleans as well, too. Tampa Bay at the Los Angeles Rams. That's going to be a tough game. I'm going to go Rams out of sentiment. What do you think, Jackie?
I'm going with the Rams because quarterback beats the blitz, and Tampa's going to serve it up.
Sunday Night Live, I'm going to have to go with Bucks.
Oh,
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, my goodness.
Go with the Rams.
All right, Monday night game, Carolina Panthers at the 49ers. Jackie?
49ers.
Vince?
49ers.
Corey?
49ers.
I go 49ers. That's it. Okay. On Point Live. Don't forget to check out our website, onpoint@crntalk.com, our email address, harmonycheese.com. And a reminder, what do we always say, guys?
Stay on point.
On point.